AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Islamic State militant behind the 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan has been killed. Norman Hall has details.
U.S. officials say a ground assault by the Taliban killed the Islamic State militant during a series of battles early this month in southern Afghanistan. Islamic State Khorasan is the Taliban's most bitter enemy and top military threat.
Chief Justice John Roberts has declined a request to testify at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on ethical standards at the court, instead providing the panel with a statement of ethics. The invitation to testify came after reports detailing a close relationship between Justice Clarence Thomas and a conservative donor. New York prosecutors are seeking to bar Donald Trump from using evidence provided to his team in his criminal case to attack witnesses. They say he has a history of making harassing, embarrassing, and threatening statements about people he's tangled with in legal disputes. President Biden has announced his re-election bid, and Donna Warder reports analysts see some issues to overcome.
Right now, President Biden is 80 years old. He'll be 81 on November 20th. William Howell, professor of American politics at the University of Chicago, says that's an issue.
I think that raises large questions about generational issues within the Democratic Party and the opportunities for leadership, but just also in terms of, you know, his health and well-being.
And Howell says there won't be uniform support across the board in the Democratic Party, not right away.
Right now, they're expressing, you know, their interest in some idealized alternative that has yet to be named.
Barbara Perry, University of Virginia Director of Presidential Studies, says Biden should focus on issues where he knows the polls are on his side.
Two-thirds of Americans at least believe that abortion should be legal and safe.
I'm Donna Warder.
But I'm sad to see.
And Harry Belafonte has died. A dedicated activist, award-winning actor, and singer. He was 96. This is AP News. A White House state dinner for South Korea's president will be an intersection of food and culture. Sagar Magani has the story.
The guest chef is Edward Lee.
I wanted to showcase the best of American cuisine, merged with a touch of Korean flavors.
Like tonight's first appetizer, a Maryland crab cake with Lee's version of coleslaw.
Kohlrabi cabbage cucumber with a gochujang vinaigrette.
First Lady Jill Biden says that's her favorite dish on tonight's menu.
Joe's favorite will be the last.
Chef Lee had his orders.
That was the first thing I was told, ice cream.
Part of a deconstructed banana split that'll have a fermented soybean paste. Lee says there's a lot of pressure, partly because he's the son of Korean immigrants.
The first person I called was my mother,
who gave some simple advice.
She just said, don't mess it up.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.